Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Praise the Lord. All right, let's get into the Word. How many is ready for the Word today? Amen. I got a lot to give you in a short amount of time. Amen. Let me start my timer here because we got to get going. And I believe you're going to walk out of here shouting. If you don't, then something's wrong. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the Lord has been dealing with me about these two subjects, and I'm going to try to get both of them to you in one service. And so this is a challenge, but I was trying to rewrite it this morning, and the Lord's given me more. He keeps giving me more and more. But the two things I've been preaching on this year is be led by the Spirit and on rejoicing. Be led by the Spirit on rejoicing. So I'm going to combine the two this morning as best as I can. Here's what Brother Hagin said. If we will be Spirit-led, we cut off opportunity to the enemy. I'm going to say that again. If you'll be Spirit-led, you cut off opportunity to the enemy. If you'll be Spirit-led, I'm going to say it one more time, you'll cut off opportunity to the enemy. Now, I'm going to go a little fast. I'm like Delta Airlines. I just say, buckle up, hang on, we're along for the ride. Amen. You can listen to this later, maybe get the scriptures. But Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 18, it says here, and I'm reading out of the Amplified, so I don't have time to read both versions. So let me just go to Amplified. Ephesians chapter 5, 18. Do not get drunk with wine. Now, this is not my words. This is the Lord's words. I want you to see this out of the Amplified. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness. Now, here's what the Amplified said. It's corruption, and then comma, here's the next word. Kids, don't ever say this except reading the word. That's what I tell my 10-year-old. Stupidity. Praise the Lord. It got quiet up in here. Amen. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity, but be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by Him. Amen. Verse 19, he says this. He says, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Verse 20, he said, always, somebody shout always.
Always.
What should you do? Give thanks. Everybody say, give thanks. Give thanks to who? Not your neighbor. To who? God the Father. He said, God the Father for how many things? Some things. Every once in a while for things? No, for all things. So he says here, always. Everybody shout, always.
Always.
Give thanks. And for everything. For all things. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to point out three things. I brought some illustrations here today, and I love when the Lord gives me illustrations. I ask Him for illustrations just because I feel like illustrations kind of bring it to light and it causes you not to forget what I'm preaching on. Amen? Because I'm just a Georgia country boy from Georgia. Amen? And so I put these three things out here. This is how the Lord showed it to me, so this is how I'm going to show it to you. So we're made up of three parts. We're made up of spirit, we're made up of soul, and we're made up of body. I'm going to say that again. We're made up of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. But inside our soul is our mind, will, and emotions. A lot of people think and they sing about our soul got saved. Your soul did not get saved. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. Your spirit got saved, and then your body just follows whatever you tell it to do. Lift your left arm. Lift your right arm. Your body just does. Yeah. Anyway, I'm from Georgia. But your body just does whatever you tell it to do, right? So inside your soul is your mind, will, and emotions, or we refer to this part as the flesh. So every one of us have a decision to make every day, whether we'll be led by the Spirit or we'll be led by the flesh. Now, I'm going to go ahead and show you what the Lord gave me or showed me. This scripture, and I don't have it in there, but I'll just quote it to you just really quick and then we'll move on. But the Lord showed me that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we always think about finances. We always think about health. We always think about our joy, our job, our house, our car, our land, our marriage, our kids. We always think about all that. But here's what the Lord spoke to me just a couple of months ago, even preaching this. Like, there's just so much that keeps coming on being led by the Spirit. Here's what the Lord said to me. He said, the greatest thing the devil wants to do is to steal, kill, and destroy. So watch this. This is how the Lord showed it to me. Now, if you don't get this, praise the Lord. Anyway. All right. So you're in the Spirit. You're a person of the Spirit. And you're full of the Spirit. And you're led by the Spirit, right? And so here's what the devil wants to do. He wants to first steal, all right? Three things, steal, kill, and destroy, right? He wants to steal you from the Spirit and get you in the flesh. Watch. But then if you get out of the spirit into the flesh, he only stole you from the spirit, but then he wants to kill you from your spirit. So therefore, he changes your outlook. He changes your thinking. He changes your vocabulary. He changes your walk and your talk and the people you hang out with. So then he stole you from the spirit and wanting you to walk in the flesh, but then he starts to kill your spirit. But then ultimately, if you stay in the flesh, he'll destroy your body. And see, I've never seen that before. A lot of people think about other things, but here's what the devil wants you to do, is he wants to kill you, and number one, get you out of the spirit. And then he wants to destroy your spirit while you're in the flesh, and then ultimately steal you out of the spirit. I said that wrong. Steal you out of the spirit, kill your spirit, and then destroy your body. Let me say that again, just so you don't get confused. You're in the spirit. God wants you to stay in the spirit, but the devil wants to steal you out of the spirit and get you into the flesh, operating by the flesh, not by the spirit. Then he ultimately will kill your spirit. Why? Because if you listen to your flesh long enough, your voice of your spirit or the Holy Spirit speaking to your spirit will become diminished. So what did he do? He killed your spirit. Everybody with me? So he stole, he killed, and then he ultimately, if you keep being led by the flesh, he'll destroy your body. Praise the Lord. All right. So we got to continue on. So Romans chapter 8 verse 14, what does he say? This is a command. He didn't ask you to do this. This is what he's telling you to do. King James says, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Listen to the Amplified. I like the Amplified. For all who are allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Allowing. Guess what? You have to allow the Spirit of God. Now, the greatest thing that I could ever give you is be saved. Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I believe the second greatest thing I could give you is be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. But the third greatest thing I think I can give you, or I believe I can give you, is be led by the Spirit. And that's where we're going to land. That's where we are. And that's where we're going to go, is be led by the Spirit. And so he goes on to say this in verse 15. Watch what he said, Romans 8, 15. He says, for you have not received a spirit of slavery. Pastor was preaching this, leading again to fear of God's judgment. But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, the spirit producing sonship, by which we joyfully cry, Abba, Father. So understand this. Pastor's already said it. I'm going to say it again. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, King James says, but you have received the spirit of adoption. So fear does not come from God. Any fear does not come from God. Anybody with me today? Fear does not come from God. If you're afraid of something, somebody said, well, I'm not fearful. I'm just concerned. No, honey, that's fear. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. So fear does not come from God. Fear does not, listen, God does not have two mouths. He don't say, speak by faith over here. And he spoke by faith and created the universe. He spoke light and light was, and then he was scared to speak something else. No, God didn't change his mind. He only speaks by faith. Do you know why the devil's mad when you speak by faith? Because it's the language of God. It's the language. Faith is the language of God. Fear is the language of the enemy. Anytime you speak in fear, you're lining yourself up with the enemy. You're lining yourself up with his ways and his words than you are faith with God's words. Well, praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. Why? You're speaking his language. So watch this. God has the language of faith. The enemy has the language of fear. And then the Holy Ghost has language. Tongues. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all ever heard of them? Amen. All right. So let's get into this. Man, I got to get going. All right. So the word here, he says in 8, let's read 16. Let's read 16. The Spirit himself testifies and confirms with our spirit, together with our spirit, assuring us that we believers are children of God. So let me lay this out just so somebody may not understand today. So listen, we are a spirit. Like I said, we possess a soul and we live in a body. Our spirit man gets saved. The Spirit of God speaks to our spirit, and that's how we're led by the Spirit. Is everybody with me? Brother Hagin said this. He said, the primary way the Holy Spirit will lead you is by the peace of God. What's that peace of God? That peace of God is that velvety smooth feeling. And that's what you're going to feel this afternoon while I'm preaching. And you're going to check the back of your eyelids for holes in that recliner. Nap. Everybody's like, back of your eyelids for holes. Yeah, closing your eyes and going to sleep. The velvety smooth feeling is what y'all going to feel in February when snow's on the ground and you don't want to go out underneath them covers. Come to Georgia. We don't have no snow. Praise the Lord. All right. So watch. So the word led. Here's why I want to get to you. The word led. He says here, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. I want to proceed on the word led. The word led, I'm going to give you two different definitions or two different words come from the word led. The word led also means guide. Everybody say guide. It also means guide. Now, and this is what the Lord told me. And the reason why He gave me this part of it, I was preaching on being led by the Spirit. And then we all as a family went on a cruise in July. And the Lord gave me this on the cruise because we were standing there and the captain came on this loudspeaker and he said, I'll be your captain for the week and I'll be guiding your ship. You know, we'll be sailing this day. We'll be on an island this day. We'll be sailing all night and on an island the next day, da, 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 da. And so all of a sudden I began to think, wait a minute. Now, he didn't say he had an assistant. He didn't say he had somebody else helping him. How is he going to stay awake all night and all day guiding his ship? Oh, praise the Lord. Y'all halo angels on your head. You've never had a doubt about anybody guiding you. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I have. Amen. So I began to wonder, wow, like, when's this guy sleeping? He better not have this thing on autopilot. Now, I done watched the movie Titanic, praise the Lord, and we ain't sinking. Amen. I said, we ain't sinking, amen. Here's a funny story. We got on the ship, and my wife told our 20-year-old, she said, don't you remember the Titanic? And our 20-year-old said, Mom! And she wasn't able to sleep the whole week. I said, hey, you should be at peace with God. Praise the Lord, amen. No, just kidding. But watch this. So right in the middle of that, the Lord, I heard Him say, He'll be our guide. And I was like, wait a minute, buddy. You can't stay up 24-7 guiding this ship. Who's guiding this ship? And so right on the inside of here, the Lord said, why do you trust a physical person more than you do the Holy Spirit who's a God on the inside in you? Why do you trust a God? Anybody been on a hunting trip? Anybody ever been on a fishing trip? What do they do? I've never been on one. This is what they tell me. They said that you pay for a guide. Why do you pay for a guide? Watch this. The guide takes you to where you want to be so you can catch what you want to catch or kill what you want to kill. And that's why you're paying the guide for His expertise. Can I tell you, you got a guide that's free of charge on the inside. And the guide on the inside, you just got to yield to, and you got to ask Him to help. He ain't going to force His way. He's a gentleman, but He's waiting on you to honor Him and say, I need you to help me, Holy Ghost. I want to be guided. I want to be led. Somebody say, help me, Holy Ghost. And so the John 14, let me get into this. Wow, man, I say I'm going to finish this. I pray I do. John 14, 16. I'm still on the first page. Amen. John 14, 16. Watch what He says here. He said, I will ask the Father. This is Jesus talking. He will give you another comforter, the King James says. But in the Amplified, I like the Amplified. Because this word comforter actually means paraclete. Actually, the Greek word is parakletos, which means one called alongside to help. Okay? And so the Holy Spirit, though, is also six other things in this word paracleto. He's our counselor. He's our helper. He's our intercessor. He's our advocate. He's our strengthener. He's our standby. And of course, He's our comforter. That's what the word says there. And so I want to tell you all of that because the counselor is a key word. What does the counselor do to you? The counselor in high school that you go meet with, you tell her or you tell him, what you want to accomplish or what degree you want to go for in college, and they line your classes up so that you could be successful, not just in high school, but eventually in college, right? And so the counselor sits down with you and talks with you and listens to you, but then responds to you, but then guides you into everything that you need to go to, which leads me to the next verse, and here's what he's called, the Holy Spirit as well. He said, and the Spirit of truth. Everybody shout, the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. Watch this. He said, whom the world cannot receive and take to its heart, because it does not see him or know him, but you know him, because he, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually. Everybody shout, continually. And shall be in you. Everybody shout, in me. So watch this. Not only is the Holy Spirit in you, not only is the Holy Spirit your counselor, your helper, your strengthener, your advocate, your standby, all of those, but he's the Spirit of truth. You know what the Spirit of truth does? The Spirit of truth can only lead you in the truth. So watch this. The Holy Spirit will only lead you in line with God's Word anytime, not here. I know it's in Georgia, it's not in Indiana, but anytime somebody said, the Holy Spirit's leading me to do this, if it does not line up with the Word, it ain't the Holy Spirit. One man said this, somebody said, yeah, but I feel so strong about it. Yeah, but you can be so wrong about it too. You're not led by your feelings. Somebody say amen. The Holy Spirit don't speak to your flesh. The Holy Spirit speaks to your spirit. Well, praise the Lord. And it'll line up with the Word of God. Somebody shout amen. So it's the Spirit of truth. Watch this, John 14:26. He says this, he said, but the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. Watch this. He will teach you how many things? He'll teach you how many things? All things. Watch this. And he will help you remember. Now watch this. I don't know if I ever preached this here, but I used to have a sermon I preached, the R-E's of the Bible. The R-E's of the Bible. What is R-E? Well, R-E means you got to do something again. So this word remember, before you remember, you got to member. Y'all never heard that word, have you? You got to member something. That's what we say in Georgia. Sorry, I'm in Indiana. We have to member something. Right? Member. You got a member. What's member? You got to put it in. And once you put it in, then the Holy Ghost can remember it back to your remembrance and back to your mind. Somebody say amen. All right. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. John 16:13. I'm just getting through these. Hang on with me today. But when he, the Spirit of truth, will come, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak of his own initiative. He will speak whatever he hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son. He will disclose to you what is to come in the future. So watch this. The Holy Spirit is only going to speak to you what the Father says to speak to you. And then not just that, but the Holy Spirit will also now, he's the Spirit of truth, but he'll show you things to come. Well, praise the Lord. I said, he'll show you things to come. He can prepare you before something comes to you. Well, praise God. Amen. Just hang with me. Watch this. Two main things. I'm going to give you some things today, all right? Just hang with me. Just keep your pen ready. Two main things that keep us from walking or being guided or being led by the Spirit. Two main things. Not to say the only two things, but two main things. Number one is fear. Number one is fear. Fear will stop you from being led by the Spirit. God's not giving you, he already said it, the spirit of fear. Doesn't come from God. Number two is distractions. Number two, the thing that will stop you from being led by the Spirit is distractions. I can give you number three if you want me to. There's another third one too. Brother Hagin said this. He said, if you're tired, the Holy Spirit can't lead you. Because when you're tired, your spirit's not sensitive. Your spirit is not in tune because your physical body is so tired that you can't relinquish or listen or hear from the Spirit. Because the Spirit has to do with your body. You know that, right? Anyway, I don't have time to preach that. That's another message. But watch this. So distractions is a huge key of not being led by the Spirit. Amen. And I'm just going to give you some, and that's all right. You can get mad at me. I'm not here very long. Amen. But watch this. A phone is a huge distraction. Praise the Lord. They can be used for good, but they're a huge distraction. TVs, they're a huge distraction. Maybe a computer or a laptop, whatever, iPad. It can be used as a distraction. But watch this. Our jobs can be used as distractions. our family, our ball games. Amen. I understand. I got three kids, and I got one that played college ball. I understand. Like, it's a lot. It's busy. And that's another one that the Lord told me, is everybody's too busy. And there's a book out I read years ago, Too Busy Not to Pray. Y'all get that? Too busy not to pray. If you're busy, you need to pray. You need the Word. Amen. You got to get up early or stay up late. One or the other. You got to have... Listen, so watch. The Word is food to your spirit. So your spirit is this high if you don't feed the Word. But if you'll feed your spirit the Word of God, then it becomes higher than your flesh that you feed with physical food. So whatever you're feeding the most is going to rule you the most. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. So let's go. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Here's another command. Walk in the Spirit. This I say then. What's he saying? Walk in the Spirit. He didn't ask you a question. It's a command. He didn't ask a suggestion. It's a command. Walk in the Spirit. Somebody say, walk in the Spirit. Say it one more time. Walk in the Spirit. Watch, watch, watch. He did not say, walk in the flesh and try to walk in the Spirit. So that tells me my spirit is the most important thing in my life. Because he saved me in my spirit. He redeemed me in my spirit. And then he speaks to me by his spirit, to my spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to remind me of the truth. And so the Word is food to my spirit. So the most important thing in my life is my spirit. My spirit's what's going to live on and go to heaven. My body's just going to be in the ground. My flesh is going to be in the ground too. Praise the Lord. Everybody with me? You ain't going to have the same mind, will, and emotions in heaven. You know that, right? You ain't even going to have to eat in heaven. I mean, you are, but you ain't going to have to. Praise the Lord anyway. Whew. All right, here we go. We got to go. And so he says here, watch what he says. Let me finish this. Walk in the Spirit and you will not. Somebody shout, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So many people think, oh, that's looking at that guy. That's looking at that girl. Listen, lust is way more than that. Lust is you look at my car and want my car. Lust is you look at my food and want my food. Lust is you want this burgundy jacket. Well, praise the Lord. Maybe not. But anyway, I'm just saying lust goes beyond. But watch this. Where does lust come from? Out of your flesh. Your spirit man doesn't lust. Your spirit man desires more of him. We're not in competition with him or with any other Christian. We're all trying to gain more of him. Anybody with me today? All right, so let me go on. Many people are waiting. I love what Brother Hagin, I know I mentioned him a lot today, but I love what he said. He said, many people are waiting on the spectacular. Many people are waiting on the supernatural and they're not concentrating on the spectacular. The supernatural would be limbs grow out, people get up from wheelchairs and walk, blinded eyes open. Many people want to see the supernatural, but they're not focusing on the they're wanting the supernatural, but they're not focusing on the spectacular. And the spectacular is this, that his spirit would speak to your spirit, that you would be led by the Spirit. Watch this. If you'll focus on the spectacular, the supernatural will happen. Well, praise the Lord. Anybody with me? If you'll focus on the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, miracles, signs, and wonders will happen. How are they going to happen? Not through your flesh, but by my Spirit. Not by might, nor by power, but what? By my Spirit, saith the Lord. Somebody say amen. So the more we yield to the Holy Spirit, just like I said, the less the flesh has a voice in our life. The more you yield to the Spirit. The same is true doing the opposite of that. The more you yield to the flesh, though, the less the Holy Spirit has a voice in your life. Don't yield all the time to your flesh. Yield all the time to your spirit. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. All right, two main ways to being led. I told you how not to be led. Two main things to be led by the Spirit. Two main things. And then we'll bring this thing to a close. Wow, man, I'm in a hurry. All right, here we go. Two main things. Number one, you got to feed on the Word. You got to feed on the Word. You got to feed on the Word. I think I already covered that. You got to meditate upon the Word. The Holy Spirit works with the Word. They walk and guided and led by the Spirit, watch this, will disarm the flesh. If you'll be led by the Spirit, full of the Spirit, if you walk by the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, be guided by the Spirit, all those, you disarm the flesh. You're not worried about the flesh. Because when the devil comes with it, you're in the Spirit and you don't even look that way, or you don't even give it another thought of in the flesh. So let me give you, well, let me, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let me just finish, all right? So, and then the other thing I want to give you, number two, of how to make sure you walk in the Spirit is by praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues. Everybody say, praying in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you go from natural to supernatural. Jude tells us that when we pray in tongues, we're building up our most holy faith. And then I want to give you this scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, the American Standard Version. He said, in the manner the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. Listen to this. For we know not how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself making intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27. He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to what? The will of God. So when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're praying out divine mysteries, or you're praying out the will of God. Somebody shout amen. Amen. You're praying out the will of God. So watch this. In any situation, we got to feed on the Word. We got to pray in the Spirit. We got to listen to the Spirit and obey the Spirit. The Holy Ghost will make you smart. You know that? Because you can make one decision in your life and then blessings come after that, and they'll be like, how'd you know to do that? Well, praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost told me to do that. And it'll make you look smart, right? Well, anyway, all right. Hebrews 4:3. Watch this. I want to get you this point. Hebrews 4:3. Now, I want you to see this. This is the Amplified Classic Edition. I want you to see this verse. I've never seen this till this year. For we who have believed, adhered to, trusted in, relied on God, do enter into that rest in accordance with His declaration, that those who did not believe should not enter when He said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. And this He said, although His works had been completed, listen, and prepared, listen, and waiting for all who would believe from the foundation of the world. Y'all ever seen that verse before? I've never seen that verse before as far as reading like this in the Amplified. And so here's what he's saying. And this illustration came to me this year because my son was in Berry College. My son was at Berry College. He was running track this year. They won the conference championship in football last November, and then he decided to run track this year. Never run track before, but they let him be on the track team. Pretty amazing. I've never heard anybody go to college. Never had track before, but get on a college team doing track. But anyway, he was on the track team. And during track season in February, I was at a conference. He called me one Friday telling me how he was doing. And I said, okay. And he said, hey, Dad, I feel led to apply for Bible college. And I said, oh, yeah? And he was like, I said, yeah. He said, yeah. And I said, well, okay. I said, I mean, it's only February. You got three more months of regular college. Like, I mean, you do whatever you think. He said, I feel like I'll go ahead and apply. So he went ahead and applied. 2 weeks later, he got a response from Rhema, as you already know. He got a 2 weeks response and said, we accepted you to Bible college. And the thing I told him, I said, you can apply, but I just know this, Daddy ain't paying for it. You believe God for go to Bible college, we didn't pay for it. Why not, regular college, why are we going to believe God for Bible college and I'm going to pay for it? I ain't going to pay for Bible when I didn't pay for secular. Well, praise the Lord, amen. If it's His will, it's His bill. I'm talking about God. I'm not talking about my son. You thought I was talking about my son. If it's God's will, it's His bill. So if God's leading my son to go to Bible college, then God will pay for it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just have faith. Anyway, that's what we're trying to preach on. Be led by the Spirit. Amen. Have faith in God. So watch this. So here's what the Lord showed me about this verse. It's already completed. And it's already prepared. It's just waiting on our faith. Salvation's already there. Healing's already there. Provision's already there. Pastor, if you don't mind, can you come up here? I use him because he's going to be blessed through this. So hold my lovely frisbee. Praise the Lord. So watch this. This is what the Lord showed me. And here's what every one of us, if we'll pray, we'll do all that we just said. Two main things. Feed on the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit. We pray out the perfect will of God. I believe Hayden was in the perfect will of God being at the secular college, but he was applying for Bible college. So he's applying for Bible college. He got accepted to Bible college. He's about right here. And he don't know how he's going to get the money. And so he called me when my friend was with me. My friend was driving. And he said, Dad, I want to let you know how I did today in track. And he didn't do so good. I said, that's all right. You know our motto, hard work pays all. Just keep working. Just keep working. And then my friend said, hey, is that Hayden on the phone? I said, yes, sir. And he's known Hayden all his life. He said, let me talk to him. So I handed him the phone. He said, Hayden, I hear you running track. He said, yeah. He said, I'm proud of you. He said, thank you. He said, I hear you applied for Bible college. He said, yes, sir. He said, I hear you got accepted to Bible college. He said, yes, sir. He said, I'm proud of you. He said, me and my wife been praying. He said, and we want to pay for both years of your Bible college. That's all right. It ain't your child. But if it was your child, you'd be shouting right now. Amen. You'd be dancing. Amen. Come on, somebody. The Bible does say weep with those that weep, but it also says rejoice with those that rejoice. So here's what the Lord said. The Lord said the money was already prepared. The money was already completed. But he had to follow the Spirit in applying for Bible college, accepted to Bible college, and by working the perfect plan of God out and walking it out, he walked right into the completed work and the finished work that's already done. Many of us, prayers are not answered. Thank you, Pastor. Many of us, our prayers are not answered because we're trying to do it by the flesh and not by the Spirit. If we do it by the Spirit, it's already prepared. It's already completed. It's waiting on our faith to reach out and grab it and to pull it in. But you got to walk. He said, walk by the Spirit. He didn't say, sit there and wait till the lightning comes from the sky and the earthquake shakes your door. No. He said, go ahead and walk by the Spirit. Go ahead and be led by the Spirit. Go ahead and be guided by the Spirit. And when you're guided by the Spirit, you go run, slap into what's already been provided, what's already been completed. It becomes yours. Woo! Somebody say amen. Amen. You may take you a step further? Well, three people, praise the Lord. You may take you a step further? Listen, I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost shows me. It's been showing me more and more about this message. I just got this last weekend preaching in Kentucky. And so I'm going to give it to you today. It's fresh off the press. Well, I preached it one time, but not again. Second time today. Everybody with me? We're going to read a children's book. No, I'm just kidding. Guess what the word guide also means? Watch this. Guess what the word led also means in the Greek? It means guided. There's so many meanings, but it also means follow. It also means follow. It's another definition. Well, I went a step further because I've been preaching on follow, and I'll tell you at lunch about following. Because many of you don't know this. I got 5 minutes. Let me give you 5 minutes, right? And 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. Yeah. So watch this. So watch this. We'll make it. Amen. Praise God. He drives fast. But anyway. So watch this. So the follow. So I never, let me just go ahead and do it. Amen. I don't want to leave you hanging. So the word follow, many of you might not know this, but I'm named after a race car driver, Bill Elliott. Everybody heard of Bill Elliott? Bill Elliott raced in NASCAR, but what you don't know, Bill Elliott raced at Dixie Speedway in Woodstock, Georgia, where right about where I'm from. And Jody Ridley trained and taught Bill Elliott how to drive a race car. My dad raced with Jody Ridley in dirt track before Bill Elliott came along. And so my dad was impressed with Jody Ridley. He's still alive today, so my name became Jody. So I wonder why I drive so fast. Because I am a race car driver. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I said I would do this everywhere, so I'm going to make this insert right now. Listen, if there's any sheriff or if there's any police here, you need to listen to me right now. There's two laws on the road. There's two laws. Yeah, the signs to prove it. Number one is the speed limit. Pull me over if I'm speeding. That's great. But there's another sign right past that. Slower traffic, move to the right. They don't ever pull nobody over and write them a ticket. Slower traffic, move to the right. That is a law. It's a sign on the interstate. We got 8 lanes in Atlanta. I don't need 8. I need 1. Just move to the right and let me by. Praise the Lord. That's free of charge. So watch this. So I started looking this up. I didn't know this. But I was looking up, does race car drivers, don't answer me, Pastor. I know you know all this about, but does race car drivers like to be in the lead? Now, I'm following up with the children's book in just a minute, so hang on. Does race car drivers like to be in the lead? Watch this. Watch how this hits the Word of God. Watch this. Most race car drivers prefer to be following another car rather than leading. Watch this. As it allows them to use drafting to conserve fuel and gain speed. What's that? How you gain speed following somebody. Can I tell you, that's how you don't do it on your own. You do it. Well, praise the Lord, we're gone. Amen. No, I'm just kidding. But that's why you don't do it on your own. If you'll follow the Holy Ghost, you'll gain speed. You'll get it faster. You'll go farther. And you'll get it better and bigger and brighter. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Watch this. And then he said it helps them gain speed and also provides an opportunity to observe the leader's moves to set up a pass. Watch this. While the pressure of leading can cause some drivers to tense up and make mistakes, following allows, watch this, here's what we're following the Holy Ghost. Following allows, listen to this, strategic observation, number one. Number two, capitalizing on opportunities. Number three, and a lower risk of being caught by surprise. What I just read you in John 16. He will show you things to come. Amen. You won't be caught by surprise when you're being led by the Spirit. And I go on about that because that happened to us this year. Watch this. Following a car can be less stressful than leading. The reason why you're stressed is because you're trying to do it by the flesh instead of trusting in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Watch this. Removes the pressure of being the target, and it reduces the likelihood of making tense, error-prone mistakes. Well, praise the Lord. You want to make less mistakes in your life? Follow the Spirit. Amen. Yeah. Be led by the Spirit. So watch this. Guess what following means? I'm going to give you one of the Greek definitions of following. And I've never seen this before. If you have, praise the Lord. This is what the Lord showed me last week. Was one of the definitions of the word follow is the word trace. 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 I went and bought this at Walmart in Kentucky last weekend. The Lord gave me this before service, thank God. And then I got this children's book. Watch this. When we learned the alphabet, did you come up with the alphabet yourself? Come on, somebody, talk to me. This is not a library. You can talk. Praise the Lord. No. What did you do? The alphabet was already there. How'd you learn to write it? You traced it. So guess what? The Word of God's already here. It ain't for you to reinvent. It ain't for you to come up with something new. All you need to do is trace it. Watch this. The Bible says that Jesus, step further. I know I got to hurry. I got to close, man. Watch this. The Bible even says, step further. Watch this. What did he say to the disciples? He told every one of them, watch this. The word follow, Jesus used 20 to 22 times in the New Testament. It appears 89 times in the Bible, but 20 to 22 times Jesus said the word follow. What did he say to the disciples? He said, come and what? Follow me. What did he say? Come, follow me, and then I will make you fishers choose them in. He didn't say, you will do something for me. He didn't say, you will make me something. No, 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 no. He already had the blueprint, and he already was going to follow his heavenly Father. So watch this. He taught them how to pray. Why? Because he already had the blueprint. He prayed, they prayed. He laid hands on the sick. Guess what? They went and laid hands. They even come back and they said, Jesus, Jesus, even the demons are subject to your name. So can I tell you, the part of being led by the Spirit is trace what God has already done. Trace what Jesus has already done. Watch, when you pray in the Spirit, you're praying the perfect will of God out for your life. You don't have to stand here and say, what is your will, what is your will, what is your will, what is your will? Just begin to walk. Just begin to be led. Just begin to be guided. Just begin to trace. Somebody said the Bible, the Bible even says, be the hands and the feet of Jesus. What did Jesus do? He went and witnessed. Go witness. He prayed for the sick. Go pray for the sick. He went and visited the people that was poor, the shut-ins, the widows. He said to take care of all those. He's given us a lot of commands to already do. You don't have to figure it out. Just trace what the Word says to do. Amen. Somebody say, trace it. Somebody say, trace it. And listen, the last verse I was going to give you, and I don't have time to give you, is rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Watch this. I've never seen this before. Can I leave you with this? Man, oh man. Praise the Lord. Listen, I know I need to pray for you, but the most important thing I can give you is the Word of God. So let me give you this verse. Watch this. Watch this. Luke 10:21. Watch this. I've never seen this to this year. It said, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, my God, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. Watch this. That's the King James. Listen, the Amplified. In that same hour, Luke 10:21, look it up. In that same hour, he rejoiced and glorified in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you concealed these things relating to salvation from the wise and understanding and learned and revealed them to babes, childish, unskilled, and untaught. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will, choice, good pleasure. Watch this. And here is the Weymouth translation. I've never seen this part of Jesus. I've seen Jesus lay hands. I've seen Jesus taught. I see Jesus pray, Jesus fasted, Jesus went on the cross, rose from the dead. I've never seen this part about Jesus. Maybe you have. Weymouth translation said this, on that same occasion, Jesus was filled by the Holy Spirit with rapturous joy. Look up the word rejoice in that scripture. Let me tell you what it means. Real quick, I'm closing, I promise. It means to leap. It means to jump. It means to run. It means to shout. And it means to roll. Jesus himself had rapturous joy. Stand up on your feet. What would you do if you get raptured out of here? Sit on your chair? No. Where are you going to go? If you have rapturous joy, the Bible says we will meet him in the air. He didn't say meet him in the seat. He said meet him in the air. I got a little advance on y'all. Well, maybe not. You're pretty tall. But anyway, I do a little bit. I'm up on the stage here. So watch this. Rapturous joy is to meet him in the air. So I've never seen this part of Jesus, but you have to read the scriptures before. And he was telling them, he said, I was reminded. That's why he rejoiced. A couple of verses before this, he said, I'm reminded that the day that Satan fell like lightning, he said, rejoice not that the devils are subject to your name, but rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. And he started rejoicing right there with his disciples. Can I tell you, we got something to rejoice about. Watch this. But we're tracing what Jesus done. And what did he do? He had rapturous joy. What does joy mean? leap, jump, shout, run, and roll.
Amen.
Amen.
Ain't nobody doing none of that. On the count of three, jump, shout, leap, run, or roll. Whatever you want to do. You know, we used to have holy rollers. They used to call them that. Praise the Lord. We ain't seen none in a while. Amen. We used to have this lady in Kentucky, boy. I used to preach there. Man, they had that beehive. You know what I'm talking about? Had about 150 bobby pins. Son, she went to chucking like that. And bobby pins. Boy, you better be in the spirit. Them bobby pins going to hit you and knock you out. Amen. Come on, somebody. I said, come on, somebody. Let's trace what Jesus did. I said, let's trace what Jesus did. He said, I beheld Satan, and I remember he fell like lightning. And I remember that the Spirit of God, can I tell you, the same Spirit that's in Christ Jesus is the same Spirit that is in us. He that was raised from the dead, he's raised you from the dead. He's brought you out of the miry clay, and he put you on the rock to stay. The Holy Ghost is on the inside of you. Somebody shout, hallelujah! So let's rejoice. Let's rejoice. Jump, leap, shout, run, or roll. One, two, three. Yay! Hallelujah! 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 What am I doing? I'm obeying the Holy Ghost. I'm being led by the Spirit. Even Nehemiah said it. Nehemiah 8:10. He said, rejoice what? The joy of the Lord, or rejoice, is your what? Strength. So when you don't feel like you're strong, guess what you're supposed to do? Rejoice. What does rejoice mean? You can look it up later. It means to leap. It means to jump. It means to dance. It means to run. Or it means to roll. I don't feel like it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking to you for. That's what Nehemiah 8:10 is trying to say to you. Amen. Reason why you don't feel like it, because you're not rejoicing. But if you'll start rejoicing, strength will hit your body. Strength will hit your spirit. Hallelujah. Watch this. Rejoicing gets you in the spirit faster than anything else. I didn't understand Smith Wigglesworth until I've quoted it for years. But right now, in preaching this year, I understand what he's saying. He said the first 30 minutes of his day, he would rejoice, and he would tell his body how he was going to feel, not his body telling him how he was going to feel. What was he doing? What was he doing? He was waking up in the flesh, but he knew that he had to walk by the Spirit. So he transformed to the Spirit by how? Rejoicing. First 30 minutes of his day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will. Somebody shout, I will. What are you doing? I will what? Leap, jump, shout, run. Or roll. Dance. I forgot it. Dance. You ready? One, two, three. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm telling you, you want to be led by the Spirit? It's all a matter of rejoicing. I said it's all a matter of rejoicing. It all comes back to rejoicing. Trace it. Somebody shout, trace it.
Trace it.
Trace it. Listen, it's already there. Yeah. I said it's already there.
Yeah.
You ain't got to complete it. It's already there.
Yeah.
Jesus already completed the work. He said, it is finished. It's done. You ain't got to come up with it. All you got to trace it, and he's going to give it to you.
Yeah.
But how you going to do that? Be led by the Spirit.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.